Hello and welcome back to Radio RMN, and a big welcome to those of you who are just joining us right now. We are coming to you on the Micro Effect Broadcast Network. I'm Dr. Robin Falcoff, and for those of you who have not heard me before, I'm a doctor of oriental medicine and a homeopathic physician. My website is healthfreedomrights.com, and that is my focus, protecting our health freedom rights and all of our rights, especially our right to have access to the necessary information so that we can make informed choices. And that, my friends, is something critically important and part of the responsibility that you all share because you're hearing this information. Welcome back, Daniel. Thank you for staying with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
I just got an update from Senka on Facebook that Boston is getting ready for one more General Assembly after their deadline passed at midnight last night. And at least 2,000 people came out to support the occupiers and to let everyone there know that only we, the people, are too big to fall.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yes. Yes, I thought you'd have a smile with that. So where do we stand now in New York? I'm trying to see if the lectures are still going on at 60 Wall Street or what they're doing.
I checked the schedule today. I didn't see much of any agenda, so I don't know if they're updating the page for the agendas that are going to happen. They're talking about having people start their own kind of Occupy in their neighborhoods. But this is like the last couple of days. I have not seen any kind of agenda of what they're going to do. So I don't know if they're reforming or kind of transforming into something else.
I'm just looking at the event. And it said that on yesterday, from 7:30 till noon, and
the law and order debacle.
Oh no, no. It was posted yesterday, and it's for next Wednesday, December 14th.
Uh huh.
That they're at Liberty Plaza. They're going to have an OccupyEducated.org official launch. Oh my gosh! I'm so excited. This is part of what I think I shared with you. I've shared with some others, and I've got to get back in touch with the people doing this. This is a reach out for teaching so many people new skills, just survival information.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You know, and throwing in poetry and art and just so much to make available, and they're claiming that Occupy Educated aims to be a knowledge aggregator. And let me see. I think you teach at one of the universities in New York.
Yes, I do.
Well, maybe there's something you could do to help these guys out.
I'm ready to go.
Fabulous. All right.
I have a team. As you know, you're on my Facebook page. Acupuncturists, doctors, and natural health practitioners for Occupational Wall Street. We have a couple of MDs that are definitely willing to do what they need to do. And so if we can get something together, maybe based on, you know, emergency protocol, bad things happen, you know, we had a great discussion about tear gas and some of the things to look out for. I would like to have something on projectiles and baton beatings and all sorts of things. So they're probably going to have the proper way of civilian disobedience. But I think we have to preface that, maybe get something with what the average person can do in case of an emergency, like an Occupy First Aid kind of course.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that would be something that everyone could utilize, something that would be in everyone's back pocket. Because you never know what happens. These are the times where you're freaking out to 1%, and, you know, it's like a caged animal. You don't know when they're going to bite.
Definitely. I tried to cover this last week with Adam, and we really need to go into it in more detail. We were talking about using the Maalox milk of magnesia diluted 60% water, 40% of the substance, so that it will spray more effectively. And you can, you know, take one of these small little bottles with you, which makes life easier, you know, to be prepared. And let me see. We've got a call from Michael in America. Okay. Well, welcome, Michael. Thanks for calling in.
Hello, Dr. Robin. I've been listening to your show here for since this whole Occupy thing started. And, you know, these protests are good because they're raising awareness. However, I don't see where they're really helping our country, because the police are just continuing doing what they're doing. The government is still acting in the way where it's just ignoring us. And we've been duped and lied to our whole lives. You know, we have to start taking these police officers that are committing these acts, these heinous acts against the people that are outside of what they're supposed to do, and we have to start suing them for breach of their fiduciary duties. The cops that see the other cops beating people down, they're supposed to protect the person that's getting beaten down, and they're just letting it happen. So we need to start taking them into court and just suing them wholesale, all of them. Bring all of them into court for breaches of their fiduciary duty. Mm. I mean, we've been duped by the education system to believe that America is the land of the free and the home of the brave and all that garbage that they've stuffed down our throat, whenever anybody that does the research for themselves find out that we're still a British colony. I mean, it's ridiculous what academia has done to us, and what the attorneys have done to us, and what the bankers have done to us. The only way that we're going to fight this and win is in the court system. And if we can't win there, then we're going to have to call our military in to help us, because now the government has proven that it's not going to do anything to help and protect us. And we have to do this from an angle of suing them in their private capacity for breach of their fiduciary duty. And we have to let government know that, hey, they were in a position of trust, because this is they're the trustee, they're in a position of trust, and they violated the trust, and they're making your government look bad. That's the angle we have to fight this thing from.
Well said, Michael. Don't you agree, Daniel?
We're on their side. We have to let the government know that we're not anti-government, we're anti-bad government. We are on the government side. We know that we're not going to be able to have we're not going to be able to live in a society without some sort of societal rules and norms. However, let's be fair and just, and what's gravy for the goose is gravy for the gander. And that these police and these mayors and these all these different people that are involved in all these different political subdivisions, they have to be held accountable, because they are the public trust.
Oh, Michael, I love what you're saying.
You know, and what I hear, what I see from all these things that I'm watching on YouTube.
Michael, are you able to hear us?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, well, are you able to hear Daniel?
I thought I heard Daniel.
Oh, okay, go ahead, because he was making a comment. What were you going to say, Daniel?
Well, I definitely like Michael's passion, and
sure.
My heart's right into that. I would love to see people who do these heinous things held responsible and accountable. I think that's just the nature of justice. As a just people, you know, we can't stand when things like this happen. The only thing I want to say, though, is that I don't trust the justice system either. And it has been just as corrupt as every other system. Now, how do we do this? I mean, that's the dilemma, I think, that we have at hand. How do we, as a, uh, as a, as the civilianry of this country, get together and do it. I feel that when the movement becomes large enough, that's a natural, I think, a natural transition. I mean, believe me, no country's government has won the majority of the people. When the majority of the people won an ouster of a government, it happened. So I absolutely agree with you. I think it's getting everyone else on board.
Well, let's
We have a media that has failed us. We have a government that's failed us. We have ideology that's failed us, and we got to like revamp and reboot.
Let's think through what are our options. Our first option is apathy. We had that for years, and nothing got done. We just went along with the program, and look what happened. We're all ending up out in the street, broke, penniless, with no jobs, and our families are starving. Our second option is the political option. Well, guess what? That hasn't worked either, because it doesn't matter what party you vote for, what man or woman you vote for, you're voting for the same monster. Our third option is the legal system. Now, if it proves out in the legal system that's not going to work, there's only one other option, and that's war. Those are our four options in this movement that's going on across this nation and across the world right now. Now, who are we? We can't become vigilantes and take the laws into our own hands until we have exhausted every administrative remedy in order to make a positive change for us happen.
I'd like to jump in here, Michael, because working through administrative change is admirable, but we have a whole system here that is corrupt. It can't be changed overnight. We have to be thinking about replacing it at some point. But the one thing that comes to my mind, and I'd love to hear what you guys think about this, is having civilian representatives that are elected by their communities, and they could do one day, they could do a week, whatever is determined to be doable based on their schedules and work responsibilities. But we need to have these politicians know when Congress meets, when city government, when state government, that we the people have someone there who is paying attention and reporting back to us, that nothing's going to be done in secret anymore. What do you guys think of that?
I think it's doable, but you know, I understand where Michael's coming from, is that since everything on hand has failed us in a very big way, I don't think you can rely on the systems. I think you're right, Robin, is that we need to organize as a citizenry, you know, have our own representatives, have our own Congress, so to speak. And either the government's going to coexist with us, or eventually the word's going to be disseminated well enough that the mass population that is with us is going to warrant a change of government.
Yeah.
And it sounds pie in the sky, but it does work. And you could see Syria's losing ground because the civilianry has been completely in opposition. Libya lost ground because of the same way. I mean, you're seeing mass people who are set up and had enough change things.
Well,
now,
we have Iceland. Iceland got rid of their whole government, and they're reforming everything from the people now.
Yes.
That's what we need to do.
But I agree with you, Michael. We should take this to a legal level. See where it gets us. I have no problem with that. I think that's a great idea.
Look at how many people have gotten arrested and that are going to be pulled before the court. Now, we should be occupying the courtrooms. When those people go in and have to go in before a judge, because most of them don't know what to do in front of a judge because they've never received this level of training, we have to show up there in mass when we know that there's going to be people that are going to be held before one of these one of these judicial tribunals that they have going on, because everything that they're doing to us is found under Title 50, under war. They are. This is military rule that they have us under right now, and the average citizen doesn't know it because they've never took the time to learn, because they're so busy just trying to pay the bills that they, by the time they're done doing that, they're exhausted. So who do we rely on? We rely on our attorneys. But guess what? It's the attorneys that are the problem. So we have to go, we have to, in the legal arena, I feel that we need to be going after the American Bar Association, the attorneys, the bankers, and we have to sue them in their fiduciary for not being responsible enough to do their fiduciary duty. They have breached their fiduciary duty as trustees to us. And when we get in the court, we appoint that judge trustee. Now, you know what happens whenever a trustee is derelict in his duties of his fiduciary capacity? It's they go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to do in order to get this done. I've thought long and hard on this. And I've been
thinking about brilliant. I mean, occupied courtrooms, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, you have great points. I'm so happy you called, Michael. I mean, it's great information.
I tried to do this back in the 90s, and I was just one guy going against the whole state of New York. And you know what? They just ran me over, and everybody stood back and laughed. And I said, well, sooner or later, it's going to be your turn in the fishbowl. And when it's your turn in the fishbowl, I hope that everybody just doesn't sit back and laugh at you, because they have committed heinous acts and crimes. They're felonious crimes. Look at that one cop spraying he's spraying a deadly chemical agent, pepper spray, all over those people. That's an assault.
Yes.
And we have to follow up on what happened. I mean, he was suspended. And we have anonymous to thank for sharing the information for Lieutenant Pike.
Robin, suspended doesn't go far enough.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing. We've got to follow up and make sure he is criminally charged.
And what we have to do is first we have to bring lawsuits against them civilly, and we have to read the penal code of the state wherever they committed their crime into the evidence. And wherever it's found that they violated the penal code, now they have to be held criminally and charged criminally for their violations of the penal code of whatever state they committed their heinous acts in.
Michael, I have some good news, though. There are lawyers that are with the Occupy movement who hopefully will hear what you have to say, and I'm sure they have this in mind.
Lawyers
that will work for our behalf, which is a great thing. We need some sort of legal maneuvering, so we understand it.
I want you to think about history. The lawyers are not going to go against the lawyers. They're running a closed shop. They're running a closed union with their little bar cards under the Taft-Hartley Act. They have a closed union shop, where you and I can't get into that court system and see real justice. There's been no common law in this country since 1938, and the courtroom just isn't open for the average person anymore. So what we need to do is we need to start learning together and start going after this in this way, and then whenever we go to our military leaders and say, look, we've done every single thing we can administratively to have the wrongs righted, and all we have left is you. We're depending on... Remember the old cowboy movies when the cavalry would ride up? Well, we need the cavalry to ride up. We need our military cavalry to ride up and to start arresting and detaining these people and prosecuting them to the fullest extent of the law. Because America is the last bastion of freedom left, even though we're really not free. They let us think we're free, but it's the last place where we can get on the phone and talk like this and not get thrown in jail. Yet.
As of yet.
We hope you enjoyed this free excerpt from today's program. Register to become a sponsoring member so you can hear the complete interview for any of the radio shows in our library. Just click the sidebar link and select your membership level. It's that easy.